Welcome to the 10-question pop quiz for Ksubas Daf Yud Dalet. Number 1. Which daf in the Rav Shuva permitted the Almanas Issa to marry a Kohen because a woman who marries first checks her husband's Yichus and then marries? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which daf did we learn that a ger can renounce their faith when they get older? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have in Makom? Whether the daughter is possible despite her mother's chazaka of being permitted to a Kohen. That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn? The one who ate in his father-in-law's house in Yehuda after Kedushin without Edim cannot bring a Tanis Besuin, but not every place in Yehuda kept that Minhag. That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 5. Which of them the basin can convert a ger katan when there's no father, as it says chus for him? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have Malkos regarding what is meant when basin saw a woman speaking with a man? Does it mean seclusion or having relations? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have Malkos whether a minor who has relations with a gadol makes her into a mukas eights? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn according to Rabbi Asi, when the Braisa said the basin saw a woman enter into seclusion or a ruin, it meant two types of ruins, one in a city and one in a field? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that Yisrael recognizes the Mamzerim among them, but they do not recognize the Chaloim among them? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that Rav said there is no contradiction with Rabbi Yeshua? In the Mishnah, there was one suffolk with a woman who acted immorally, whereas with the Almanas Issa, there are two sfeikos. That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.